Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talking with Sam podcast. Just Talking with Sam podcast, man. We got a great one for you guys today. Our buddy, our pal, Miss Lisa Lampanella is calling back in. She's going to talk about her new stage play, Stuffed, and her upcoming podcast, man. It's great that our buddy wants to call back and share the good news for her. And hey, when you make friends with the Queen of Mean, something is more than likely to pop off. Speaking of stuff's popping off, I said I wouldn't talk about it this much this season, but we will shed some light on the D-League Fantasy Football. I will do it right now. Hey, I battled my wife, Natasha, who's usually on the podcast. She walked away with the sneaky win, and she blew her voice out parading how good of a job she did. So this week, she will be subbed by our good buddy BK. And we're going to sit down and we'll get into some news. We're going to talk about pretty much everything we got here. But before we get started, I would love it if you guys visit the epicenter of the Just Talking with Sam podcast by going to samshownation.com. Yes, right there at our homepage, the ground zero for everything that you need for Sam for the Just Talking with Sam podcast. Right there on the homepage and current promotions page, there is a donate button. Hey, click that donate button. We promise we put that right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater, stronger podcast. By doing so, give whatever makes you feel like a good person, and we put it back in here to give you quality works. But hey, maybe you want a little bang for your buck. You can always go to samshownation.com and you hit that store link. By hitting that store link, you can get all the Just Talking with Sam swag, whether that be hats, t-shirts, stickers. You guys loving those stickers lately. You can go ahead and do that. I guess it's back to school. You guys put on your three buff. You can put on your notebook. You can put on your laptop. You can do it all right there. But it's all available right there at samshownation.com. But speaking of the podcast itself, you can always go to samshownation.com and you get that podcast link. By hitting the podcast link, you are right in tune with all the upcoming, well, all the old stuff and the new stuff right there at samshownation.com. Our database is right there. You can check out all the stuff, the new stuff, the old stuff, the indifferent. But hey, maybe you don't listen to the podcast from going to the website. We are available on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, good old RSS, and last and certainly not least, iTunes. Yes, we are on iTunes. And one thing we encourage all of our iTunes listeners to do is to join us in iTunes Takeover by going to your favorite episode, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Tell us what you think. Tell us good, bad. We would love a 5-star review. But hey, man, maybe we didn't deserve a 5-star that time. Go and give us those reviews. Tell us what we need to tighten up on. Tell us what you liked about it. Do it right. You can do it right there on our iTunes homepage. Speaking of the podcast, we got to keep the podcast rolling, and this podcast is brought to you by a few sponsors who love our work and love what we do for them. Speaking of which, let's just jump right into the first sponsor. The first sponsor this week is TicketNetwork.com. Yes, go to SamShow.com right there on the current promotions page. You can go to the Ticket Network. You can click there and get all your NFL tickets for this year. You could be in the house. You can see your favorite team. But hey, maybe you're not, you know, a sports addict like that. Maybe you like NBA. Maybe you like NHL. Maybe you like MLB. Maybe you like WWE. We got you covered right there at the Ticket Network. Go to SamShowNation.com right in the current promotions link. Hit that Ticket Network. Hey, I was not a part of the network for a while, and I missed out on some pretty good shows. Personal experience, I use Ticket Network. And I got a chance to see a band I have been missing out on, Paramore. Yes, I finally got a chance to see a Paramore show. And I owe it all to Ticket Network because Ticket Network specializes pretty much in giving everyone or fans access to tickets that are very popular, like Paramore, that were sold out, like Paramore, and just plain hard to find through their vast online marketplace. They have a personal 100% guarantee. They ensure their pledge to you that your tickets will arrive before the event, which they did, and your tickets will be the ones that you ordered or better seats than you pay for. So please go to SamShowNation.com right there on the current promotions page. Click that link and join the network, Ticket Network. The next sponsor is the good folks at NFLShop.com. But either way, NFLShop.com is offered the limited edition 2017 sideline gear. Yes, you can cheer for your favorite team right on the sideline wearing the same things they wear. You can go here, go to SamShowNation.com. You click that link at the current promotions link, and you can get everything they wear. Maybe you're a Steelers fan. Maybe you're a Cowboys fan. Maybe you're a New England Patriots fan. Maybe, just maybe, you are, like myself, a Detroit Lions fan. Maybe you like the Jets. Maybe you are a San Francisco 49ers fan. It's very hard right now for you guys, so I'm not going to pick on you. But either way, I got your tickets with the Ticket Network to get in the house. Now, you can dress like these guys. You can show your love for your favorite team. And now, by going through SamShowNation.com, you click that link for the 2017 sideline gear. You can get free shipping on all orders over $50. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click that link, and at checkout, put in the offer code FOOTBALL. You got free shipping on all orders over $50. Some exclusions may apply. So go ahead, rep your team, be a part of the sideline with the NFL sideline gear. Next sponsor is good folks at Walmart. And Walmart, hey, school has started. We are already in the midst of it. A couple of leaves are dropping. It's getting fall. Let's get ready for Halloween. And Walmart wants you to get freaky this Halloween by giving you costumes, decor, and party supplies, and everything you need for your Halloween. They want you to be captivated. They want you to have costumes for adults and kids. So go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link. Get freaky this Halloween. By doing that, you can get candy, personalized gifts, decor, inflatables for the outside, decorations, party supplies, snacks, everything they need. Maybe you want to go wild with some Maskimals. Maybe you want to get some costumes for your pets. They got costumes for the pets. Maybe they want family onesies. I've seen it done. People do it. Maybe they want fun family costume ideas. You could do that. Costume sets and themes. They got you all covered for this Halloween. Please flaunt the haunt by going to SamShowNation.com. Clicking that Walmart link and get ready for this Halloween. Next sponsor is the good folks at Omaha Steaks. Yes, Omaha Steaks. Let me tell you something about Omaha Steaks. I already talked about NFL. We know you tailgaters love the Omaha Steaks. Hey, maybe if you're throwing a Halloween party, maybe you want something on the grill. I got you there. You're tailgating. Let me tell you something about Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is giving 50% off plus free shipping on all orders over $46. You may want to hurry up because this offer is only valid through October 1st. But Omaha Steaks is running this. It is running wild because, hey, they know summer only has a few weeks left calendar-wise, which you may be seeing maybe a whole different thing. But you're going to get out there. You want to put something on the grill. You want that one last hurrah. You go ahead, go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Omaha Steaks link in the lower right-hand corner of the current promotions page. You can get a bunch of deals. Maybe you want the gourmet sampler. Maybe you want some filet mignon. Maybe you want some skillet meals. Maybe, hey, it's getting around that time. I think crockpot season is right around the corner. Maybe you want to get a jump on that. Omaha Steaks got you covered. And they have low, low prices for everything that you need. T-bones, fillets, burgers, ribeyes, even seafood. They got you covered. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the Omaha Steaks link, and remember, all orders over $46 is free shipping. It's 50% off plus free shipping. That's very important if you go through SamShowNation.com. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Oh, yes! The internet was made for very few things, and shopping is one of them. Who are we kidding? You are going to Amazon, and when you go through Amazon, the only thing we actually do is go to samshownation.com. On the homepage, current promotions page, click that Amazon banner and get everything you need. What you may want to do is go to Amazon and check out my buddy Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Mean. All of her stuff is there, whether that be her book, whether that be some comedy specials, maybe that the new video, Back to the Drawing Board, Dirty Girl, all the stuff is there from the Queen of Mean. And we can all take a joke. I know you can take a joke. All of her stuff is right there. Go to samshownation.com. Click that Amazon link. Just put Lisa Lampanelli in the search bar. And I guarantee you'll start laughing. So that's pretty much what we got right now. See my man BK. He getting his mic ready. We getting set up. So we're about to get into this great podcast. And we'll see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
It's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
Alright, we back. Oh man, like I said in the intro, our homie are calling back in, Lisa Lampanelli. I feel great about that, the Queen of Mean. I will say this, she have a new stage play. It is called Stuffed, a big bone, skinny ass, you can laugh at new play. It comes out October 19th. She's going to be calling into the podcast to talk all about it. And just, you know, just join in the podcast. Until then, got me, BK. We're going to run down some of this news.
Brown liquor.
There it is, man. All right. Speaking of the news, let's just jump right into it. All of this just caught my heart and made me feel good. You know, Jordan Peele, we was talking a little bit about this, you know, off mic. Him and Spike Lee with the success of Get Out, right? Mm-hmm. So now Jordan Peele in that thriller mindset, and not necessarily horror, but
no, yeah, because Get Out wasn't a scary movie; it was a thriller.
It made you think.
It made you think a lot.
Oh, but now he doubling down with the help of Spike Lee. He got a new collaboration on a new thriller. He didn't say the name of it, but right now, oh, I'm sorry. The new thriller is called Black Klansman.
This is a comedy.
No, it's a thriller, apparently.
Oh, okay.
It's based off the true story of Ron Stallworth. He's the African-American police officer who infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan in the late 70s.
Oh, okay, then. I see where you're going.
So,
just the title of that.
I'm just going to buy my ticket now if I can.
I automatically just thought about Chappelle.
What's interesting. He's basing it off the real guy. So I'm thinking, did Chappelle know about this? Is he helping out? Does he? Because was it Tyrone Biggums?
It was the black
Clayton Bigsby.
Clayton Bigsby. Yeah.
Clayton Bigsby. And he did it in a comedy.
Because Chappelle already pissed at them because he's doing their show, and now you're doing a character. Well, not the character,
but it's not the character.
But you can see where
I can totally see where. Yeah. If I'm Chappelle right now, I'd be a little. Hey, y'all gonna cut me off a slice of that shit?
I get that, but same time, Chappelle ain't nowhere near broke. I mean, he's still making money.
Yeah.
Even up Chappelle's show when it come on. So.
Even now, I'm glad you brought him up, because that's our next topic. You know, Dave Chappelle, what was it? Last week it was the Creative Arts Emmys. The real Emmys, I don't want to call it the real Emmys, but the real Emmys is this week, Sunday. Last week was the Creative Arts Emmys. These are all the behind the scenes shit. This is all the people who actually did. Honestly, I think the Creative Arts Emmys are the motherfuckers who really earned that shit. And the quote unquote, and I'm using air quotes, real Emmys is just like the popularity contest. Mm. But anyway, Chappelle won for his episode of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that entire show was beautiful.
Yeah, that's why he won.
The monologue, is that what they call it?
When the monologue, they just said the show as a whole.
Oh, it was beautiful. And then when they did the sketch comedy, he did all the characters he did.
Yes.
What was that zombie movie?
The Walking Dead. He did The Walking Dead. One of them had to die. He was Negan.
The election night with him and Chris Rock made the
appearance. Yes. And it was just kind
of
like.
That whole hour, man. That got to be one of SNL's best shows.
But that's why he won. He ended up winning for that. And
it was an interview recently about his monologue. You seen that?
Which one?
It was about, who was that? I think it was, I can't remember who was asking him, but they asked him, because in his monologue he said, I'm going to give Trump a chance.
That was the same episode.
Yeah, that's the monologue.
And then he came back, I fucked up.
And now people are asking him, do you still believe in giving him a chance?
You're like,
that was hilarious.
No, he came out and said, no, I fucked up.
That was hilarious. And the thing about it, man, Dave Chappelle is one of them rare comedians, dude, that every now and then, it kicks some knowledge to you. But he can switch in and out of comedy. I mean, he can still be funny all day long, Dave Chappelle. But he kicks some knowledge to you every now and then, man.
So, big ups to him. He won. A lot of history. But Chappelle, he don't win like a normal person. So when he won, he's now carrying the Emmy wherever he goes. All week, he's been spotted around town by TMZ and shit like that. And he's welcoming the paparazzi. And he's living his life, but he's still holding on to the trophy. This is the most recent picture of him as of today.
That's funny.
With the trophy.
And he's serious. That's why
serious as fuck.
That's why it's funny.
You looking at it. We will put that same picture up on Facebook or something so y'all can see it. Actually, you could just Google Dave Chappelle Emmy. And they have multiple pictures of him going home, getting food. He's just living his life with that Emmy in his hand. And they quoted him. He said, you never seen nobody walk around with that Emmy. You never see nobody doing this. Keep an eye out for me. I will be doing this shit all day. And he keeping his word, man. So, big ups to my man on that. I'm pretty sure he's going to kick out another performance. I'm pretty sure he's going to come with the other Emmy. But speaking of Emmys, it was another big winner last week. See, this one needs to be on TV. They need to flip-flop 1 week. Because Common, as of last week, becomes the first rapper to ever win an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Grammy.
He's a better actor than he is a rapper.
Nah, he like wasn't what, man. Well, it's all you, but shit. Now you can throw Emmy in there. He an actor now.
That's what I'm saying. To me, he's a better
all he actor. Needs is a Tony. He get a Tony. He got them all. Fuck it. Throw him a Stella. Just cause. Just cause.
You didn't make that gospel song? Give him a Dove.
Yeah. But over the weekend, he won his Primetime Emmy for co-writing Letters of the Free. That's that him and Robert Glazer, they teamed up with Ava DuVernay's The 13th. You seen that on Netflix?
Well, I ain't watched it.
But you seen it. All right. Well, you seen the ad. Please watch it. If you feel like being woke, watch that 13th. I watched the 13th. I didn't trust shit. I questioned everything. So when he won, he won for Best Collaboration. And I love Common when he went. He kept it 100% real. Because they asked him, just like, every time you out there, you work with Ava DuVernay, you get a trophy. Last time he got an Oscar. Him, Common, was the song Glory? Him and John Legend. When it was her movie, Selma. Mm-hmm. He answered that question by saying, anytime I get a chance to work with Ava DuVernay, it leads to something positive and something strong. Will I work with her again? Yes, I will.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because every time you work with her, you walk away with a trophy.
And can't get mad about that. Yeah,
I would work with her. Hey, what you doing tomorrow?
Exactly. I'll work with her.
Shit. So he won that, and he won Best Original Song for Glory DuVernay. So now, if she doing a stage play about some shit that happened to black people, I don't know where Ava got up her sleep. Hey,
I'll do it.
I'm available. I just want to tell her like that, you know, since everybody get trophies, Ava, if you are listening to this podcast, I am available. But if you want to go with Common, give my man the EGOT. There's not a lot of people who got, like, every art form they won one. Mm-hmm. I think it was, like, Bette Midler. That list is so small. I know Whoopi got it. Whoopi got something for everyone. She got the EGOT. It's, like, three other people.
It's like, what's that white woman?
Bette Miller?
No.
Liza Minnelli? Because she didn't get one. Did she? Hold on, wait. I'm trying to do this without Google.
I'm drawing a blank right now. Anyway, she a white woman.
All right. So anyway, special shout out. This happened like minutes before I clicked this on. I'm looking at my timeline. You know, Frank Vincent died.
I didn't know that.
Frank Vincent from pretty much every mob movie. Goodfellas, Casino. He was a fucking man.
Casino, man. That's definitely my top five movie.
And Goodfellas.
Goodfellas was good.
He had the line of the movie in Goodfellas. Go home and get your fucking shine box. That shit. When you tell somebody, he was just like, what was it? He was like, oh, man. Like, that whole, I kind of want to watch that whole movie die. Casino with when he walked in, and the car blew up, and man. So rest in peace, my man Frank Vincent. And I think I'm contractually obligated to do this, read this story. I'm just gonna read it verbatim because I'm married to Natasha, and I'm actually pretty happy she's not here to hear this shit. Just this story. I wish she was here to hear the other one. But Bruno Mars, see, we got this new sponsor called Ticket Network, right? See, when you're in the network, you get the run-of-the-mill of anything that's happening around your town. You get first dibs, right? It's a cool little program to sponsor the podcast. Shout out Ticket Network. I wasn't a part of the network in this summer. And Bruno Mars came to town, and me and my wife sat our ass at home because we missed the Bruno Mars concert. My wife looked at me like I shot her.
Bruno Mars is a good performer.
Great performer. I didn't know you wanted to see Bruno Mars, but then when you wanted to see Bruno Mars, those $50 tickets turned into $300 tickets. And we are going to be at, per person, for the cheapest seat, I'm talking nosebleed, $300. So we will listen to this album. But Bruno Mars... got a little wince of this is happening. He can't help it that people took his ticket and resold. He can't help it. He still paid. But Bruno Mars has an Apollo Theater TV special, which is the concert, essentially. And it's going to be at the Apollo. And it's going down November 29th. He will take the stage at New York's famed Apollo Theater for a primetime special to air November 29th. Now, I look at it like this. Bruno Mars, I heard that album. He only has 9 songs on that bitch. So, had I spent $600, I was going to say 3, but it's 2 of us, I would be greatly pissed off. You better sing some other people's songs.
You better make up a song like you do it. Like, man.
He's talented enough to do it.
Well, like, man, like when me and my wife went to that.
Yep. Gonna hit that button right there.
My wife went to went to that R. Kelly concert. R. Kelly, he sang a lot of his songs, but I swear for God, a lot of them songs he made up right then.
What'd he do? He do the when I saw R. Kelly.
That's one talented brother there, man.
Now, I made sure when I went to go see R. Kelly, I didn't sit in the front 4 rows, no ponchos. Just don't want them pissing on me. Allegedly, he beat the case. I gotta say allegedly, because you ain't for the sous vide. Allegedly, no ponchos needed. But when I sat way in the back to the left, because, you know, the piss, And I've seen R. Kelly at least 4 or 5 times. He does this thing when he gets into a groove. He only sings pieces of the song.
Yeah, just kind of does like a medley.
Yeah, because at first I was kind of like, dog, you're going to sing the whole song. But then I thought about it. He has so many.
He got a lot of albums.
We would be there all night if he sung on it. So he got to sing piece, 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 piece. And then do it like a melody. However, I saw R. Kelly who kept the last R. Kelly show. And I bullshit you not. He had like one of those big Aquafina bottles, taking sips of water in between songs. I got gun shy. I thought the piss was gonna happen. I got gun shy. I mean, like, what do you think is gonna happen when this? So I stood up the entire time, started working my way towards the aisles. So if he just start pissing, I could just, not on me, motherfucker. Now, I'm not saying this to, you know, beat up on R. Kelly. Maybe a little bit. But here's a real talk story that happened. My cousin Nene, I think I said this on the podcast. If I did, forgive me. But my cousin Nene got tickets to see Usher, what was it, a month ago. And she said, I love Usher. I wanted to sing Usher. Yeah, it's all good. But here go the problem. She got Usher after all of this shit that went down with him and the herpes and everything. So, like, now, allegedly, I have to say that because, you know, you ain't Quantasia Sharp than my ass. But anyway, you not. Fuck that. I'm not saying he got it. But I'm just saying, all the titles of your songs, Let It Burn, Confessions, You Got It Bad. She said, it's just the names of his songs gave the audience that, like, twinge of shit.
It just made you think.
Yeah, so when he was singing, she said, Nene, I know you listening. I'd rather have you come in, you tell the story a little bit more. But they said it wasn't girls going crazy after the fact. It was, like, polite clapping. Because it was like, yes, hey, nigga, you can sing.
I'm a fan.
But
I know you burning. And you got it bad.
And you title your song. It's a. She said it was like cautionary watching. Because you all thought, is he? We know the song came out before all this shit came out. But you can't not see it.
It's like to a degree.
Yeah.
This all makes sense.
It's like if I watch Cosby now. Do you laugh as hard as you laughed before all of this shit went down?
Cosby's still funny to me.
He is. And you cannot retroactively not laugh. But
like
with those jokes,
it's like guilt.
It's a little...
Like, if you laugh, you're supporting the rapist.
Yes! It's like, if I laugh, is this about money? Hold on. Here's how I looked at it. Cause I had the I was offered Cosby tickets right after this shit went down. Somebody I know.
He's still touring? No,
he's not. No, I'm saying right after.
Oh.
He was in the middle of a tour, then the shit went crazy. But it was right after, and somebody offered me tickets, and I had a real talk discussion with myself. Like, is my $50 gonna be the thing that beats this case if he did it? Am I going to be the thing that if he did it, this is just enough to put him over the edge to get away scot-free?
Personally, I don't even think he did it.
Number's 50. Here's how I look at it.
I don't think he did it.
That number's 50. That's a strong number, man.
I don't think he did it.
That's a strong number, though.
See, if I was to tell you
that's
why
I
think he's guilty, we would not have enough time.
All right, here it is. Here go one of the things. I'm not saying, I'm not asking about innocent or guilt. I'm asking, how do you feel with this hat? With his wit dial, how, it, you get what I'm saying? That uneasiness.
I do get you.
Yeah. Either way, let's just move on. I'm going to say this. I'm going to read this. I just want to see your real talk reaction. As of Well, Monday, as of Monday, right? Kmart. You've been to Kmart. I've been to Kmart. A lot of my clothes came from Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. As of now, Kmart will now, they drop plus size clothing. They will never refer to it as plus size clothing. It is called fabulously sized clothing.
Fabulously sized clothing.
And I'm looking at your face right now. What's your knee-jerk reaction? What's your knee-jerk reaction, man?
Hey, my honest opinion, man, he trying to not make fat women feel so fat. I don't know, man.
Like, but the
thing of it is, I don't know. Let me think.
It's almost demeaning. It's like...
Not really, because when you think about it, well, me personally, I don't think I know any ugly fat women.
It's not that.
Let me finish my point.
Yeah.
I don't think I know any ugly fat. I know more skinny ugly women or regular medium-sized body or thick women that's ugly than I do fat women that's ugly. And I think, man, it's just a tool that they're using to boost the sale of plus-size clothing.
Yeah, I think that's going to have, like, a backwards effect. Because plus-sized is one of those terms, all right, we can all get behind. We get it. You're a bigger girl. Plus, you got a little bit extra on you.
Now it's called fabulously.
What? Now it's called fabulously sized.
Fabulously sized.
So now it's almost like when I say like.
No, I see where you're going.
What I'm saying, the meaning is sort of like you let me decide what that is.
Fabulously sized.
Like
that's kind of neutral when you think about it.
Is it? What's wrong with plus size?
Nothing.
That's what I'm getting at. Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why are we sitting like I'm not shitting on it? It's just sort of like.
I mean,
here's how I'm looking at it. Here's how I'm looking at it. And I'm not, this is not fat shaming. This ain't against big girls or nothing like that. But what I'm getting at is, why change it, man? It's almost like, let's draw more attention. Because let's say there is a young lady who may not have come to terms with it, may feel some type of way. I don't know. So now, I now have to ask for it that way. If I'm a piece of shit, the joke write itself.
Indeed, I agree with you.
But if I just say plus size, yeah, okay, well, go to aisle 9. Go over here. So now I got to say, it's sort of like...
Fabulously sized clothing.
Think of it like this. Go to Starbucks.
That's what I'm glad I'm a guy. If I ever get fat, I can just go to the big and tall section.
And that's it!
Like men's warehouse. Like, I'm big. I know I'm big. Like, I'm tall. I know I'm tall.
Go don't make money off these girls.
That's 54 long.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't try to... squeeze a couple extra dollars out of these girls by calling it something else, because if you made all these signs and you made all this shit, that money got to come somewhere.
I mean, it came,
so
from,
now,
it came from plus size girls.
Why?
So why change it?
So why change it? Because now I got to make a new sign. You get what I'm saying? If I make the new sign, if I got to make the new sign.
You said it changed it. I got to make a new sign. You kind of remind me of the
Like it's me.
You can't remind me of that Steve Harvey Morning Show prank Tommy did about the dude that got mad. Not because somebody's complaint wasn't his fault, but that they caught him on a Saturday, and that's the only day he got off.
Real talk, there is a person who works for Kmart. Excuse me, I got to do what? I got to drop fabulously sized.
It ain't the fact that I got to draw the sign. It's the fact that. The reason for having to draw the sign is dumb.
Because they need that up. All right, as of Monday, right? As of Monday, this shit happened. So that means if I got Sunday off. Excuse me, what? I got to come in and do what?
You really don't have Sunday off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Will I get my day back?
No.
I won't? For you?
So now I got to come
in. What's wrong with plus size?
Exactly. It ain't the fact.
It's not
even the fact that I got to work. It's the reason why I have to
work.
That this could be avoided and this is my only day off.
So now... if I'm a thicker milkshake, I like calling them that. You know, if I'm a bigger girl, and I just want a shirt, some pants, some workout gear.
Go to the fabulously sized.
I'm doing this because I've worked in retail for a while. I gotta like do that horse shit because all retail does this. They make you say whatever your shit is. So like, working at Starbucks, you can't order a large at Starbucks. You gotta order a venti. Yeah, so they try to correct you.
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they try to correct you like you don't know what you're talking about. So if a girl, hey, what a plus size department.
You mean the fabulous
size. You mean the fabulous size.
Sure. Where's that at?
No, it ain't gonna be that simple. If I just heard that shit, it ain't gonna be that simple. It's gonna be.
Imagine the people that's walking in there.
Yes!
Who did not know it was changed to Fabulous.
That's what I'm getting at. It's like, the Fabulous Z size. The fuck?
So what you trying to say?
Yes! And that is a guy at Kmart.
To me, it's funny, man, because essentially it's the same thing, but.
Because you want me to say it your way.
Right.
There's a person at Kmart, there's a person. Oh shit. And it's all unnecessary. It's just, yeah, motherfucker, plus size. It's over there. This is over there. Alright, man. So you know who I'm gonna ask about this? I gotta ask Lisa Lampanelli about this, because I don't know what it is to be a plus size woman. She has been a plus size woman. She lost the weight, she did all the stuff. I just want to bring this up to her. If she will indulge, last time she indulges with our horse shit, I just got to ask her this, because I'm sure, you know what? I don't want to speak for her. I don't want to speak for her. I would just bring it up. Hopefully, you know, I hope I don't offend, because this shit is not to offend. It's just kind of like, I wish someone makes sense to me about this shit. So, I'm just going to move on. Me and you, we down with the Force.
Indeed.
We've been watching Star Wars as long as me and you been knowing each other, right?
Absolutely.
Now, they had a little problem with Episode 9. They couldn't find a director for Episode 9. The problem is, everybody...
Hold on. They couldn't find Lucas?
See, Lucas don't want shit to do with it. Lucas is like, look, man, I've been doing this shit for 40 years.
And he's making you a billionaire. I'll do it another 40 goddamn...
Hold on. But now, they had this other dude, Colin Trevorrow. He want to take the movie.
Boy, that's like Tim King doing
he want, that. Yeah, he want to take the movie and do his own thing.
Can't do that, man. Do you know there's people out there that... Listen, do you know that there are people out there that take Star Wars as an actual religion?
Yeah, yeah.
We can't just...
No, it's the Church of Jedi.
We can't...
Hey, before I leave this earth, I want to go. It's in Australia. I want to go.
Actually,
I just want to see the church.
They actually walk around in Jedi gear, and they...
I'm down with that.
It is said that they do... They use the Force.
What's other than the Force? The Force is just religion's greatest hits. You got a little bit of Christian, a little bit of Judaism, a little bit of Hindu.
Dude, I'm like, so
it's, you
can't just, my point is, you can't just go your own way.
All right, but as of yesterday, my man saved the day. They got J.J. Abrams. He said, look.
Okay, J.J. Abrams.
J.J., he did Episode 7. He said, look, y'all need help. I ain't got shit to do next year. Only thing I ask, you telling me the gist of it? Now I write this shit. I write and direct. So they said, Colin, get the fuck out. Here's the real story of it. I'll read it because I'm giving my paraphrase. J.J. Abrams is to direct Star Wars Episode 9. The appointment comes after following the departure of Colin Trevorrow last week amid reports of a difficult, in air quotes, relationship with Lucasfilm bosses. Per previous speculation, Rian Johnson, the man behind Episode 8, was supposed to direct Episode 9. He just said, I didn't want to be approached with this. I did my thing at Episode 8. Let me just cool out. And that makes sense. If I'm Rian Johnson, and let me see if y'all like 8 before I put my hat in the 9.
Who would go like 8?
But hold on. You can fuck it. Jar Jar, you can fuck that up. So if he did some extra shit, that lets me know he did some extra shit. Where he's just like, I want to see how y'all vibing off this shit. Hopefully I come back for the next one or some shit. But, no. But JJ was like, fuck it. Whatever he did, if he did some sucker shit, I'll clean that shit up. And I got it. Meanwhile, Colin Trevorrow tried to put his own little spin on it. So that's why he had a, and I'm quoting, difficult relationship with Lucasfilm.
That's probably why Harrison Ford wanted to die so bad.
No, Harrison.
I know Harrison really didn't want nothing else to do. But he said
he didn't want shit to do with Episode. He didn't want. He wanted to die at one.
It's people like characters like Han Solo, like would never die. And then you got Leia. Of course, Luke. Vader's dead, but Vader will go down in history as the greatest Sith ever. I mean, people like that don't die, so can't really complain about that too much. So there's some characters that just won't die. Like, well, I don't know if this dad won't die because of who his character was or who he is in real life. But, you know,
Samuel Jackson? No. Mace?
No, well, yeah, Mace too. But I'm
thinking, you can't bring back. I was thinking about, he would have to be 176 years old.
Well, Yoda's dad is 800 or 900 years old.
Stop holding out hope. Because I did the chat. I did the chat. Stop holding out hope for Mace.
We don't know that Mace died.
He flew out the window. And that's all we know. But
that wasn't the character I was talking about.
I don't hold out hope.
I was talking about the character that Billy Dee Williams played. I don't know. I don't know if we like him because he's Billy Dee Williams or because of the character. I can't remember.
Lando Calrissian. Now, here go the shit.
Yeah.
Because of Lando, since they're doing a young Han Solo, they got Donald Glover playing Lando. Now,
they got who?
Donald Glover. I'm down with that.
I thought you said
my man from Atlanta.
I thought you said Danny Glover.
That's not young. That's older.
Lando. I thought you said Danny Glover. Like,
but they got Donald Glover. Being,
I still watch it. There's some Star Wars.
I still would watch it. But
I feel like Danny Glover. He's not a bad actor. It's just you got to go.
But Donald Glover, he played it smart. He said, "Look, if I don't play this part, let me holler at Billy Dee." So he talked to Billy Dee Williams. And Billy Dee Williams coached him in the role. Lando. Of a young Lando, and I'm like, God damn it!
What? You mean like Lando's son?
No, see, they're doing that time shit. All right, remember how Rogue One?
We're going forward from.
But you gotta think when you make a movie like Rogue One. Rogue One is like right in the middle of Episode 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, the first three and the last three, right?
Right.
So you're going backwards. Just to talk about Rogue One, say how do we get to Episode 4?
Oh, so they're about to make another. They're Star making Wars a prequel. Movie. Okay,
is young Han Solo. Since Han Solo died in the last spoilers. So if you didn't know that by now, but either way,
we didn't after watching.
You know what?
And you're finding out that the dude is the
Here's why I said that.
You knew.
Get the tweet Monday morning. Hey, man, you ruining movies. All right, motherfucker. This movie been out for, a year?
And secondly, the only people that get pissed about that is Star Wars fans. And if you're a Star Wars fan...
And you didn't see it by now...
Dude.
That's on you, guy. When two movies were made.
From the beginning the movie began, and we find out, when Han and Leia meet up, and we find out that Ren is their son, you kind of know he's going to die.
Because everything about the underlying thing about Star Wars is daddy issues. They could name that movie Daddy Issues and it wouldn't lose a step. Everybody got a problem with their daddy.
Yeah.
So we kind of know. But either way, JJ saved the day because they was looking hard. They was looking real hard. Nah, since we on the story of movies. You heard about It.
I'm going to see that.
All right. So I already saw it.
Yeah, of course.
So hold on.
It ain't beating the 80s version. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, it's like the first Night of Living Dead. That's always a classic. Then they remade it. It was still good. I mean, but this, I will admit that this clown do look a little more sinister. All
right. You ain't seen it yet. I can't wait for you to see it. Me and you, we'll talk about it.
We already seen it.
Huh?
You already seen it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, don't tell me nothing.
Okay. But here go something.
How was it?
That I thought, see it. That's what that. But here go the thing. It's something, I don't want to ruin it. Go see it. There's a little extra than the 80s version.
Really?
And that little extra, you're going to stand the fuck up. If you anything like me, you're going to stand up. And you're going to be like, all right. Yep.
A lot to the premise of the original movie.
Go see it.
You know how the little boy had little toys.
Like I said, go see it, man.
I ain't gonna ask you no more.
All right, but here go the shit. Because that came out right, there was a balloon prank in Lititz, Pennsylvania. I'll just read the story. It inspired balloon prank haunts the Pennsylvania town of Lititz, Pennsylvania. Local authorities were completely terrified because 17-year-old Peyton Reef tells PennsylvaniaLive.com that the girls were trying to scare their friends in Lititz. I gotta say Lititz because that's just a town name and this is probably like the only time Lititz is being talked about. But yeah, they went to Lititz, right?
and Lidditz. I just want to say it one more time. But either way, what they did, they just bought a bunch of fucking red balloons, and they just started tying them to all the street grates.
This bitch took a damn matter. Move out of Lidditz. Hell.
No, they did it. They did it as a prank.
That's not funny.
Hold on, wait. Hold on. Don't get in front of me. After seeing the movie It, the local authorities, the cops, had to get, the cops got involved. The cops arrested this girl. Because the cops did not think that shit was funny.
No.
Because the cops saw that shit too.
Dude.
They saw the movie too.
Dude, even if you have not seen the new It, if you saw the old
yes.
It.
Yes.
Like, do you remember the scene in the old It? When the older black guy is in the library,
yes,
and then the balloon just—he has a flashback, and then he comes from the flashback back from the flashback, and the balloon is just there in his face, and it pops, and then you hear the clown laughing.
Yes,
that shit is not funny, dude.
They arrested Peyton, dog,
and I'm just scared easy.
They arrested Peyton immediately. 17-year-old girl. They're like, nah, fuck that, but they can't hold her because what the fuck you gonna arrest her for? Balloons.
That's funny,
but they did hold her. They were just like
funny and creepy.
And then when she told them what she was doing, this is all a prank. The cops held her an extra 2 hours, and then they were just like, "All right, we can't find shit to hold you on."
She didn't murder anybody. She didn't.
They
arrested her because she scared them.
Yes, yes.
It's funny.
They saw the movie.
That's only because it's not in this city. That's the only reason it's
they
funny.
Saw the movie and they was like, fuck that.
That's why it's funny, because it's not in this city. Try to tell you.
Dude, they saw the movie. No, we need to keep you. Nah, fuck that.
I'm glad they didn't shoot her.
They didn't catch her in the act.
I'm tying to the balloon.
Because if they caught her in the act, she probably would have got shot. But no, here's what they did. They just said, like, I only speculate because the story don't go this far. I only imagine that someone had to call the cops. This is just how 911 works. Someone had to call the cops. All right, look, man. This is red balloon next to the sewer.
Just there.
Did you check it out? Hell no, I ain't gonna check.
I'm not going to that grave. Did you see the movie?
Did you see the movie? So they
I'm not going to the grave.
So they probably sent out one cop car. Just to see what the shit is all about. And this motherfucker saw the movie. I only speculate. And he saw it. You get over there? Nope, I am not going over there. So that cop called for backup.
Dude.
And that cop saw the movie too.
Dude.
And he called for backup. And then they were like, uh-uh. Then they start seeing them all over town. And then somebody probably dimed on her. And they're like, it was a funny joke, whatever. And she probably just, I imagine, she didn't get the balloons back because, you know, prank over, right? So somebody was just like, she did that.
Pop that girl's balloon.
And then it just turned into, no, you need to come with us.
You need to come. Now you're back at the right to remain silent. That's not funny.
It's not funny. But yes, it is.
Like, it is one of, it, man, is it and then the, The Exorcist. Them are the really only two movies that scared me, dude, as a kid. And I'm like, no, that's not funny. That is not funny at all.
I just imagine.
Was she white?
Yes.
Yeah, and
they still got her.
I would have hit
her. And they still got her.
Dude. You're like, serious that is in 2017?
You know what I imagine?
A white girl for balloons?
I imagine.
Scared of a movie?
Peyton Reef, to sit down at home, doing her homework. Ooh, you just hit a cop car. Whoop, whoop.
It wasn't just one cop car.
I would imagine it was more than one.
It was a swarm. Helicopters and all.
Dude, the article starts with the town was completely terrified and the local authorities. Not one cop.
That's my point. That's why I said it couldn't have been just one car. The local authorities.
If it was one car.
If you say the local authorities, then we must be talking about county.
All right, me and you are parents.
Right.
If our kid did some dumb shit like this. If it's one cop car, just one, me and you could be like, all right, look, man, they was having some fun. They was blah, blah, blah. We good? All right, we good. All right, I'll make sure she don't do that ever again. 2, 3, 4 cop cars? Well, Here's your sleeping clothes. Well.
This is the way I'd imagine this, man. Let's look at it from this perspective. Okay, let's say the first time they saw a balloon, somebody popped it or cut it.
Okay.
But the next day,
that balloon was there again.
And not in just that spot.
Oh, God.
Or let's say if they popped the balloon or cut it, like 10 minutes later, they run into another balloon at another
sewer gate. Yeah, at a sewer gate.
Like, that's that, nigga, are you serious? That's scary as hell.
Now, if I'm...
That's horrible, man.
If I'm her friends... All right, first of all, hold on, like, how do I even want to approach this? Because it was just sort of like, if you... How do you tell somebody you went to jail for that shit? Y'all seen the movie It? You have to start off that sentence. You have to say, what you go to jail for? You ever seen the movie It?
That's already a terrifying beginning. You ever seen It before?
Yeah.
With the clown and the
boy. Stephen King, yeah. Well, I did this shit. They should have locked your ass.
And you're talking to a serial rapist, dude. I'm telling you, man, that's a horrible movie.
Did you do anything else? Like,
no, I didn't kill anybody. But you put them damn balloons at the suit today. This is a mass murderer.
This is like a regular
robber. This is a rapist over here. Them damn balloons. They all mad at you for what you did.
All right, I hope we got enough time before Lisa call in, because I want to talk about this shit. You heard about this is kind of a hot take. This is such a non-beef, but this is a beef. You know the singer Tyrese, right?
Yeah.
Him and Dwayne Johnson. The Rock.
Rock?
Yes.
You better calm down. The Rock ain't little no more.
But here go the thing. They beefing because, you know, Furious 5, the Fast and Furious movies, the whole franchise, right? Well, they want to make another movie.
Right.
This would be...
Number 19.
God knows how many. But anyway. But it's not Fast and Furious. This is The Rock's character. Just a spinoff, just his daily life. Remember, he was the cop. He was doing all this stuff, right? So Tyrese, they offered The Rock the movie. We're going to make this movie about this. Kind of like, you can't do too many Fast and Furious if you've been paying attention. You know, my man died.
Too much more y'all going to do.
Yeah. The last Fast and Furious was called The Fate of the Furious. You can't make another one. This is it. So they're going to take this one character who wasn't down with the group, spit off, and try to kind of do it again based on his perspective. Tyrese is thoroughly against this because Tyrese is like, dog, we brought you in to Fast and Furious. This is kind of like a family thing. We all was cool before we got here. All the movies had all of us in it.
But doesn't it got nothing to do with The Rock?
But... The Rock just said, get off my phone with that shit. So now The Rock is not answering his calls. He's not answering any texts or anything like that. So Tyrese got on social media. He put it all up on social media. Put it all up on his Instagram. Is this. Told the whole story. The reason I know this is because I follow The Rock on Twitter. So I'm like, and he put it up. I follow Tyrese too. But you can see it both ways. So here's a hot take. Do you honor the fact that they brought you into this thing? Because it's both parties make excellent points. Because if you Rock, hey man, don't stop me from getting my money.
My point, dude.
But if you Tyrese, man, we brought you into this thing.
My point, dude.
This is not a solo effort.
My point is exactly that, nigga. You brought me in here, nigga. I didn't ask to get here. It'd be different, nigga, if I came here with you or if I pleaded with you. Please find me a spot on your show.
But now Tyrese is pleading with him to answer the phone.
But nigga, I don't want to talk to you. What type of nigga? Nigga, please, nigga. Would you plead with me for me to answer a phone call from you?
Oh. His execution sucked. But apparently something happened.
I don't know a nigga that would do that.
But that's the thing, though. It's like...
No crap on Tyrese, though.
It's not on him.
That nigga can't
you get what I'm saying?
And Tyrese is actually kind of a...
That's why I said this is like a hot take, because you could go either way. Because with him, it's like, hey, dog, we kind of brought you into this. Now they... You didn't got hot right now. Now they want to make...
That's not my fault.
But now we don't see any of that.
What nigga that... Nigga, get out of.
We the guys who brought you in.
I didn't ask to come. You know, I did not ask. No, he did not.
I wasn't there.
What, nigga, as much you read the shit more than I do.
I know.
I'm telling you. I didn't ask to come. Nigga, you brought me in.
But then again, can you make another one?
No.
Can you?
It's called, you said it yourself, it's called the fate. Like,
okay, all right, let me put it like this.
This is the part of the show that will define what will happen next.
Hold on, but this is where I'm getting at.
The last one can I saw was Tokyo Drift, so I don't know any of the
fast. Yeah, yeah, it's you missed like a good chunk. This her. Hold it. Oh, we'll jump back into this. Hello? Lisa?
Hi, it's Lisa. Yeah, it's Lisa calling. How you doing?
What's going on, girl?
What?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Hey, Lisa, thank you so much for calling back into the Just Talk With Sam podcast. We miss you. We talked to you, you know, when you came here. And thank you so much again for gracing us with your presence.
Of course. What's up?
Oh, man, it's you. You have been killing it. Like, for starters, you got the play going on. You got let's just jump right into that. Last time we talked, you talked about the play Stuffed, and you was talking about when you was developing it, and now this has now turned into, like, a big thing. Tell us a little bit about the play.
Yeah, well, what's funny is I expected it to have a little run last year off-Broadway, no problem. But then, of course, once you get a little taste of, like, being on stage 8 times a week, having a good time with, all-female cast and that director, you're like, oh, this is cool. I'm like Hamilton. I'm like a theater person. So it ended up in some miracle where before the run was even over, we had a guy come in, an investor, who wanted to give us all the money to do the play. And luckily, by the grace of God, we got the general manager, believe it or not, of Hamilton. And it all ended up working out. And we got the Theater of My Dreams, which is the West Side Theater where the Vagina Monologue started. So I go, yeah, well, this thing is great because it honestly, it's a four-person cast. We talk about the issue that's been my bane of my existence, which is food for my entire life. So it all worked out that it's going to have a nice long run now, and it's taken on a life of its own.
Lisa, like, I remember, like, when we talked about this, and you spoke it in existence. You said this is something that you wanted to do, and you experimented with it. And now, it's like I said, this thing is, it's a real thing. You talked about the West Side Theater. You got Eden Mylan. You got Marshall Stephanie Blake from Orange is the New Black. You got Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray.
Talk about a dream come true. This Nikki Blonsky, let me tell you about her. She breaks on the scene in this Hairspray movie with John Travolta. She steals America's heart. So they're like, you know, one of the characters in the show is a big girl who likes herself just as she is. And I'm like, of all people, I always get that feeling from watching Nikki. I go, I bet she really is confident. Dude, we offer her the part. She, of course, you know, thank God said yes. And I meet her, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is what true inner confidence looks like. It's not conceit. It's just someone who's comfortable with themselves. I said, thank God. How did this happen? So, yeah, we got, like, real actors and a real director, and I said, a real theater. So sometimes, like you said, you speak it into existence, you put it out there, and you go, whatever's supposed to happen, it will. And this,
I mean, this show is just and I say it loosely. We kind of talked about this a little bit. Celebrates the big girls, like.
Well, you know what? It does, because it shows that she, Nikki's character, who's in this play, is called Marty. She's the only one who sort of has beaten the odds and kind of has self acceptance and self love. Like, of course, you know, I cannot decide if I like or hate myself. You got an anorexic girl who, God bless her, she just doesn't know what to do. And then you got a skinny girl who can't gain weight, which sucks too. But then there's this, like you said, with the big girl, she's like, you know what? This is me. I like myself. I was raised with some kind of love in my heart for myself. So, boy, I swear, if we were all raised that way, it'd be a better world.
Man, I mean, a lot of positive imagery with this, as well as, I don't want to give too much away, but like a cautionary tale to some degree with some of the actors, just kind of that it's awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it is like a kind of a cautionary tale of, like, you know, you don't start working on yourself. First of all, your health's in danger. Second of all, you're going to live a life where you don't like yourself. So I think we get those points across by still making people laugh, because I don't think I could do or write a play that was like 100% serious. So of course it's got to have the Lisa Lampanelli laughs in it. But of course we could get a little serious. They like let us get away with something due to the fact that we give them laughs too. So I think a point can be made with humor that sometimes can't be made without.
And that's awesome. And I know we touched on that a little bit, but I just wanted to give a quick plug out. Opening night is October 19th at the Westside Theater.
Oh, you still there, hon?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. Say that last thing again.
No, I just said opening night is October 19th. Get your tickets now.
Yes, and I've wanted to say this my whole life because, you know, I'm a theater nerd. For tickets, you go to telecharge.com. I don't know why, but, you know, for my theater tickets, for my stand-up Ticketmaster. But the minute I heard Telecharge, I go, ooh, she's a real writer. So it makes me feel good about myself.
You made it to the big time. But here goes one thing I wanted to talk about, too. Not just that, because we kind of touched on that last time, and I know you're going to kill it because, I mean, the show is a subject matter that's near and dear to your heart. But
yes.
One thing that's near and dear to my heart that you doing, you done jumped in our arena. You in the podcast world, girl.
I know. You know what? Isn't it funny how late I jumped on this bandwagon? I was like, what did I just stop churning my butter too? It's like, you know, I'm an old broad. It takes me a long time to get with the program with you young hip kids today. So I decided, as a comic, you have to call into a lot of radio shows and promote yourself. Yeah. And I said, why don't I have an hour a week where I can just say whatever the F I want, not worry about language or anything like that.
Whoa. You just said F. You can swear as fuck is okay.
Okay, see, I didn't know. I didn't want to be disrespectful on your show.
No, you're good.
So I didn't.
Be yourself.
I know, right? I was like, I didn't know what the... Now I feel weird saying it, but I will.
You are a podcast host. You can do that now.
That's right. I didn't know what the fuck I'm going to send to myself. So, you know, I ended up getting this deal with the podcast company, getting sponsors, and I go, this is fun. For an hour a week, me and my co-host, I mean, it's called Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli on iTunes. And I, like, believe that because my life is so much better than it was before therapy, that I can now people... You know, help people be better people. But, dude, it ain't soft. Like, I'm tough love. Like, if you really want to change, I'm going to yell you into changing.
That's what's
up. I'll cure your panic disorder, but it's going to be by screaming in your face. So basically, it's me helping people the way I think they need. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. People listen. They enjoy it. So, yeah, it should be pretty good.
Hey, I wish you nothing but the best. If you want tips about a podcast, trust me, you got my number. We will talk about this because it is fun. It is you being your genuine self. And, like, I've been reading a lot about the play. I'm so hyped to hear your podcast. I'm really, really clear to see what you think about this, mainly because this art form allows you to be yourself on a consistent basis, and I don't think you will have a problem with that.
Yeah, you know, I really like venues where there's no censorship. Like, I personally never did a lot of college gigs, never did a lot of corporate gigs as a comic, because I never wanted to, you know, edit what I say to people.
Right.
It's not their place to tell me. I'd rather not get the money. So, you know, this podcast thing, I really love that the network I'm on, Feral Audio, we're just like, yeah, we don't tell you what to say. We don't censor you. We don't say you can't crap on whoever you want to. So it's really nice. And I'll let you know how it goes, man. Cross your fingers for me.
Oh, for sure. Hey, you got a listener here. I will subscribe, rate, and review. And speaking of yourself, you crap on people. I know who you are. You're the queen of mean. We didn't talk before. It's all good. It's all love. I want your knee-jerk response, because we were doing the news right before you called in, right?
Right.
All right. I don't know if you heard about this. I just want your knee-jerk reaction about Kmart. How now...
Oh, my God.
So you know about the plus-size thing with Kmart?
Yes. What they did was, I think you're talking about, they changed the name of plus-size to fabulously...
Yes!
Fabulous-size. Listen, as you know, I'm being beautiful, lost 107 pounds, kept it off 5 years.
Right.
Here's how I feel. When I was fat... And I never skated over the word fat because I don't believe it's an insult. I feel it's just a fact. I would call myself fat. I would, and people would say, oh, don't say that. You're not fat. You're heavy. I'm like, furniture is heavy. I am one fat bitch. So, I don't like skating around things because I think it's insulting. So, it's like almost treating someone as a victim with kid gloves. Now, let me tell you something. This Kmart, I think they should call these clothes what they are. Fat whore clothes. I say that these fat women, we'd respect you more. Hey, it isn't fabulous to be fat. It's not fabulous to be thin. It's fabulous to be comfortable with who you are. So all their sizes should either be fabulous or they should all be fat, skinny, and anorexic. That's what I say, and that is Lisa Lampanelli's opinion.
All right, Lisa, if I came to you, now here's what we were talking about a little bit before you called in. If I came to you, you're a big girl. Remember, you're a big girl, Lisa. And all you want to do is buy some clothes that fit you. And when you say, where's the plus size department? And I have to correct you and call it fabulously sized. What would you say to me as the Kmart employee?
I'd have to punch you in the dick.
That's about right.
Because I think it's, again, it's condescending. But you, as an African-American man, if someone comes up to you and says, hey, black guy, like, say you're in my show, and I'm an insult comic, I go, hey, black guy, you're like, yeah. If I say, hello, my African-American friend, you're like, fuck you, you're fronting. So this is the thing. Fabulously sized is fronting. Stop it. Call a bitch what a bitch is. She's a fat whore.
There it is. I mean, because when I saw this, like, I thought I was off track. Because I'm like, is this a thing?
This is what I want. Because,
you know, with everything being so PC, I thought, oh, shit, maybe I missed something.
No, I didn't miss anything. You're on the money with this, and I don't like it. I don't like everybody put.
Oh, come on.
You know what? It's not an insult. It's just who you are. And again, big women, they don't want to be pandered to. Just be the type of place that's welcoming and allows you to find the department quickly and easily. And by the way, big department stores, I don't know if you ever noticed this, walk around any of these stores. They always put the plus size near the McDonald's. It's a fact. It's truthful. It's degrading. So, and stop putting out those big bars of chocolate at the checkout counter because, like, oh, what's the harm? We go up with size 26. We don't care. Stop making us fatter, you big douchebag.
Oh, man.
This is
wacky. Man. This is wacky. All right. I love your take on it because you made me feel like I'm not off base. But speaking of somebody.
You are not. You get it. You understand it. And I'm glad we had the opportunity to discuss this today.
Man. All right. Before we let you go, I know you're busy. I know you're doing your thing. But I was reading page 6. I'm sorry. I'm a junkie for it. I do read it.
Yep.
And you you was just on there when you talked about where Trump are. I don't want to say what he is, our quote-unquote president, because I guess I got to say that. He gave you the snub. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
It was funny, because, you know, he was a gentleman enough to let me stay on The Apprentice for the whole show, practically. So, yeah, I got a lot of nice airtime out of that and a lot of money for my charity. But this was really funny, dude. So we're standing there, and he never was untoward with the women. He was a gentleman, you know, when I was on. I have nothing against Trump from that.
Okay.
So, but I wasn't his type. At the time, I weighed 248, so I wasn't his type. But every day he'd compliment the women. He'd say, Teresa, you look beautiful today. Aubrey, you look more attractive with every week. And then one day he looks at me, and he's like, Lisa. And I'm like, oh, wow, maybe I'm going to get a compliment. And he goes, Lisa, doesn't Teresa look beautiful? And you know what? You just realize it can't hurt your feelings because sometimes you get to the weight, the age, or the handicap. You become invisible, and you know. And that's why I say to these women, Sam, am I right on this? If you are a woman under 30 and you get pissed off when a guy yells nice jugs, You are an ungrateful bitch. Enjoy it! That's what me and the old bitches in the Red Hat Society call the good old days.
I mean, you just had a... Look, I'm not a catcaller. I am a looker. I do the silent approach. But if you're looking good, you're doing your thing, you done worked out, you bought yoga pants for a reason.
Thank you. You're wearing Lululemons in public so a guy notices your camel toe. Cut it out.
There it is. Man, I can't wait to hear this and everything else on your podcast. I am thoroughly subscribing. I don't know if you hear him. It's my co-host, BK. He out here.
Hey,
he
helping us.
She said hi, man.
Oh, how you doing, Lisa?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, this you are one of the prime reasons why I came to this podcast today. I said when he told me last week that he's going to talk to Lisa Lampanelli, and I said, is this the same Lisa that I think we're talking about? He said, yes. I said, I just want to hear her speak. That's all it is. And you.
Thank you. Now that your life is complete and you have a raging heart on, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
No, man, you guys are fun, man. Thanks for having me on, dude. This was a blast.
As always. And I'll make sure we put this on our Facebook and Twitter and all that other good stuff. We love having you on. You know what I said this last time. Do not be a stranger. I know you're busy. You got a lot of projects going on, but whenever you get some time, don't feel, you know, you can call in. Hey, yo, podcast, once again, it's called Get Stuff with Lisa Lampanelli. I'm pretty sure you can find it, iTunes, Twitter, yep. Feral Audio, it's all right there.
Thank you, man. God bless, and hey, if you ever make it to New York, come see the play and say hi after.
I will make sure I do so. Thank you so much for calling in, Lisa.
Bye, guys.
All right, yeah. Bye.
You better go to New York.
I am going, man. I got the invite, man. I may have to talk with her, man.
Invite.
Huh?
I got the formal invite.
I mean, pay for me to get there. That's but if I am in there, I will make sure I am in the building. Like I said earlier, it's at the West Side Theater. The name of the show is called. Oh, excuse me. Get Stuffed is the podcast. The actual theater show is called Stuffed by Lisa Lampanelli. It's at the West Side Theater. You can get your tickets at telecharge.com. That's the big people. That's what she said. She felt like somebody. So, where do we go from here, man? Hold on one second. Let's take a quick second, and we'll be right back. All right, all right. With the magic of the pause button, we are back. Me and Brandon, we've been sitting. Wait, you out of here? All right. I'll take this. I just put it to bed. We only got one more thing left to do. Honestly, we could have left on that. Lisa is awesome. Lisa Lampanelli. Please check her out on all forms of social media. But we can't leave you hanging. We do this every week. We got to do this. It's called the Sit Your Ass Down.
Sit your ass down.
You sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
$5 ass down before I make
it. Man, sit your ass down.
Yes! We are back this week with the Sit Your Ass Down. Now this, we pay attention to the news. We pay attention to what's going on. We're not doing this to shame. We're not doing this to belittle. We're not doing this to... We're doing this because sometimes you get lost in your own sauce. Sometimes you feeling your own hype. Sometimes you come out with that sucker shit, and we gotta just tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, young man, hey, young lady, you're getting a little reckless here. Please sit your ass down. The first sit your ass down for this week goes to, I never thought this person would ever be on the sit your ass down. However, you only get a sit your ass down not by the person, by the behavior they represent. It's Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson, she was called, she had the interview with Cosmopolitan Magazine. They asked her what was the laziest thing she ever done, and her knee-jerk response was, have a C-section. Really? Laziest thing you ever done? Have a C-section. So pretty much anybody who had a C-section was lazy. So all the lives that was saved with a C-section, with all the things that was, so you didn't die on the table, So all the things that was done because medically it was a way to save your life. Oh, just plain lazy. Look, Kay Huston's already catching on Twitter from anyone who heard this or read this article and heard all of this. And I'm pretty sure since it's the October version of Cosmo, she's going to get a whole lot more. Kate, for me, you, and everyone else, please sit your ass down. The next sit your ass down go to the former press secretary of ours, with air quotes, president. Look, say what you feel about him, say what you want, but Sean Spicer needs to sit his ass down because we talked about the Creative Arts Emmys at the start of this podcast with some of the winners, but one of the person who won was Melissa McCarthy, and for her portrayal of Sean Spicer on Saturday Night Live. But now Sean Spicer wants Melissa McCarthy to share her Emmy for representing him. Sean Spicer said on Tuesday that he wants to share in the comedian recent Emmy win. And Spicer was asked at McCarthy's award by a reporter, "I think we should share it because she's based off me." Sean, man, I thought the second you quit being a press secretary, you was sit your ass down free. You did the right thing. You moved. Somebody made a play about being you or portrayed you. No, the acting of your dumbassness got the Emmy. Not you yourself. Look, last year, we had to sit down and we watched OJ. We watched several versions of OJ. We watched the one on ESPN. We watched 30 for 30. We watched the FX version of it. We watched different versions of it. You know who didn't get one trophy, one Emmy, one of the Oscars, one of the things, one award? My man OJ Simpson. So, Shy, my man, you was wilding out. Melissa McCarthy had the good sense to channel your wilding out self and made it funny. She had a lot of material to work with because you presented it. So, Shy, for me, you, and everyone else, man, sit your ass down. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, this week, sit your ass down. Odell Beckham Jr. Look, I play fantasy football, and I did a lot in this podcast not to bring up fantasy football because it's near and dear to my heart. But if I started Odell Beckham Jr. last Sunday when he called off, he had the ankle thing. Oh, coach, my ankle hurts so bad. I can't get into the game. Oh, my ankle. I can't play. You didn't play on Sunday Night Football, but then they catch up with you. You having a dance-off with Russell Westbrook? Last time I checked, got to use your ankle to dance. OBJ, man, sit your ass down. Dude, you got an ankle injury. Let's say you was feeling good. The last thing I want to do is have an ankle injury. Excuse me. A dance battle-off. With fucking Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is one of the most energetic people who ever played the game of basketball. So if he brings a fraction of that to a dance floor that he brings to an NBA court, you finna bust that ass trying to have a dance battle with him. And you already on a busted ankle? My man, OBJ, please sit your ass down. That's all I got for this week. I want to thank my man BK for stopping out, helping out, co-host the show. I want to give a special thank you to my girl, Lisa Lampanelli, friend of the podcast. Please check out her podcast, Get Stuff with Lisa Lampanelli. It can be heard wherever podcasts are heard. Get on iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. Our buddy, Lisa Lampanelli, our homie is the shit. Please check out her play, Stuffed, if you are in the tri-state area. If you just visit in the tri-state area, please get there. She worked hard on this, and it is an excellent story. Please get tickets. It's available at Telecharge. Opening night is set for October 19th at the West Side Theater downstairs. Please get there, and everything else, you can get Lisa Lampanelli on all forms of social media. Lisa Lampanelli. As far as ourselves,
You can always hit up the podcast at the epicenter for everything related to the podcast at samshownation.com. samshownation.com. You can catch me personally on Twitter at samshow11, Facebook and Instagram, Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking, Just Talking with Sam. And man, we had a great one. I will see you guys next week. Peace out, guys.